Reclaiming Your Time, the Ins and Outs of a Balanced Life audio series. Tip number one, what is work-life balance? Authored by Deborah A. Thomas, MBA, and founder of Ebony Concepts Solutions, LLC, narrated by Daphne Page Reeves. Welcome to the first lesson in our Reclaiming Your Time, the Ins and Outs of a Balanced Life series. In this audio and the five that will come after, you will learn to live a more balanced life. So let's get started. Our focus today is audio number one. What is work-life balance? Work-life balance is a phrase that's tossed around a lot these days. It's become almost like a paradise, a mythical place we dream about reaching, where we can finally indulge in all of life's pleasures, while still making a good living and taking care of our household and loved ones. Finding balance is a four-step process. The first is awareness. Awareness of what work-life balance is and awareness of our own level of work-life balance in our life today. The next step is desire. This is where we tap into our deepest desire for the kind of balance we want to achieve and exactly what that would look like and feel like if you had it. Your next step towards achieving balance is examining the components of our life that are influencing our work-life balance. And the last part of the process is action. The steps we'll keep taking day after day as we continually apply this learning and make different choices in our life. So what is work-life balance? Work-life balance is not a destination we arrive at. It's a constant process of awareness, adjustment, and action so that we're continually working to achieve a peaceful balance between work and life. So in order to define the phrase of work-life balance, we're going to break it down and define each word. Let's start with work. We'll need to expand our vision of work beyond a traditional office cubicle, J-O-B job. Ask any stay-at-home mom, and you'll hear that someone's life work may or may not come with a briefcase, a commute, or even a paycheck. So let's redefine work as the activities we must do in order to keep our life functioning. For most of us, that's going to involve things we're paid for and things we're not paid for, things we do outside of the home and things we do at home. If we're lucky enough to enjoy what we do with our time, it may not always feel like work. Actually, the experience of achievement from a job well done is just as integral to work-life balance as our leisure time with family. According to Jim Bird, founder and CEO of WorkLifeBalance.com, what we're aiming for is meaningful daily achievement and enjoyment in each of the four life quadrants. Work, family, friends, and self. Now let's talk more about the life part of work-life balance. Here, we're looking at the things we do purely for enjoyment and emotional fulfillment. These may include personal development activities, sports and recreation, creative pursuits and other hobbies, time for stillness to commune with nature, or make a spiritual connection. This is where time seems to stop, where we're fully in the present moment, where we're completely in the flow of life. Ideally, your work time will include plenty of those moments as well, where achievement and enjoyment intersect, when the division between work and life dissolves and the pendulum settles to a stop, even if only for a moment. Balance is a personal distinction that only you can measure by looking at your levels of satisfaction, achievement, and enjoyment in your life. Balance isn't a permanent fixed state. To illustrate this point, imagine, or even try it right now, balancing on one leg. Did you stay perfectly still? No? Chances are you swayed from one side to the other. Trying to adjust your movements, even putting down the other leg and then starting again. Making changes in our work-life balance is exactly the same. Many times in a day, we will make decisions about the next action we will take, and we will make many adjustments as we flow in and out of our most balanced state. And sometimes it means we put that leg down and start again from scratch. For example, when an employer or a family member asks you to do something that will take 30 minutes, and you had intended to spend that 30 minutes practicing meditation or reading a book or giving yourself enough time to get to an appointment without rushing, saying yes will lead directly to imbalance, and saying no will lead directly to balance. It requires a decision and adjustment. You see, work-life balance is really a series of choices we make about how and when we will do our work and how and when we will pursue fulfillment. If you feel the achievement of work-life balance is more difficult than you thought, don't worry. Over the next two lessons, we'll be able to gain more clarity about your current balance between work and life and what your ideal work-life balance might look like. Stay tuned for lesson number two, when you'll answer some questions about how things are currently in your life. I'm Daphne Page Reeves, narrator for Deborah A. Thomas, founder and CEO of Ebony Concepts Solutions. Thank you for listening, and until next time, always make listening your priority.